prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law.
I put a spell on you.
Whoa. Welcome to the special edition of the Superhuman Radio Show for Halloween. How you doing, folks? You know what that is? I love this song.
I like that song.
When I was a kid, I loved this song. It conjured up, and if you've ever seen him perform, he performed that song, and he dressed up almost like a witch doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. That Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Oh, you told me that last year, I think.
Welcome to the Superhuman Radio Show. It's Halloween special edition show. Casual Friday with Elisa Profumo.
Hey.
And Carl Lenore as our sidekick. Hey.
So,
lots of good things to talk about. Well, so my first question to you is: this is interesting because you were just talking about this a second ago. When did we start wearing, or why did we start wearing costumes? Where did that come from?
So I guess experts believe that the tradition of wearing costumes on Halloween originated in ancient Celtic days. It was a festival of Samhain, S-A-M-H-A-N, mm-hmm. where they lit fires and wore costumes to scare away ghosts.
So the Celtics were the, I guess they're the Irish and the Scottish. They were the Celtics, right?
2,000 years ago, yeah.
So they invented golf, and they have us wearing costumes on Halloween.
I guess November 1st was their New Year. And so to them, the night before the New Year was a time where the veil between the living and the dead was the thinnest, allowing spirits to cross over. So they celebrated on October the 31st by paying homage to spirits.
That's pretty cool. That really is. That's the way to start the year off, no doubt about it.
Halloween practices are a combination of the modern-day Halloween practices of Celtic, ancient Roman Catholic, and pagan traditions.
And, of course, Eminem Mars.
Yes.
Tradition.
So what are some of the popular costumes for bodybuilders?
Do they have popular Conan the Barbarian. Got to be number one.
Hercules. Number one.
Okay.
You know, I know a lot of people at the gym that say that Halloween is their favorite, I guess, holiday.
Yeah, I guess it is a holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? Because it's the one time of the year they don't look like a freak, right?
Who is Drax the Destroyer?
I have no idea.
Oh, from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember him. That must have been the guy that Dave Bautista played.
Oh, yeah. Barney Ross of The Expendables.
Don't know him either.
Riddick. Vin Diesel.
That's Vin Diesel when he didn't have his dad bod.
When he didn't have the people body shaming him.
Yeah. Yeah.
King Leonidas of Sparta.
Oh, from Leonidas.
Leonidas.
That's the, remember the movie The 300?
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy who led the Spartans into war.
I guess some of the other ones were Conan the Barbarian.
I would have thought that would have been number one because it was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Terminator, Captain America, Superman, Rocky, Thor, Rambo.
Well, all muscular people.
Mm-hmm.
All muscular people, all strong individuals. So muscle means strength. Strong personalities. Interesting. So another one of the things I've always been curious about is where did the whole thing about black cats come from? Black cats, you know, if one crosses your path, it's supposed to be bad luck, just like breaking a mirror. What's that deal?
Well, black cats became associated with Halloween. It started during the Egyptian times.
Yeah, the Egyptians loved cats. In fact, the Sphinx was part human and part cat, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I
guess... And the sphincter was part human, part cat, and part caterpillar. Sorry. I had to do that. I'm sorry.
I guess they felt like the cats had magical powers.
Yeah.
They kept cats in a sanctuary in ancient Egypt where they were carefully tended by priests who watched over them day and night. And the priest would interpret the cat's movements if they had a twitch of a whisker, a yawn, a stretch. And they would turn that into a prediction of an event that would happen in the future.
Could you imagine that people ran their lives by whether a cat's whisker twitched or a cat stretched or, oh, look, he didn't cover all of his poop up in the kitty litter box. That means that there's going to be a plague this year. I mean, really? How crazy is that?
I guess the cats curtailed the spread of disease by killing vermin.
Oh, yeah. So big deal. They caught and ate mice. So here they are, our saviors. Oh, wow. Look, they caught and ate mice and they protected us.
They must have. Let's worship them. They must have noticed the connection between rats and disease back then, I guess. Huh?
Who did? The Egyptians? Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah, it's been around for a long time. They
were also considered familiars of a witch.
Yeah, I guess witches like cats.
Right. So here, there's a few things here, like some bullet points about cats and superstition.
Mm-hmm.
If a black cat crosses your path during by moonlight, it means there's going to be a death and an epidemic.
Now think about that. It's got to be by moonlight, right? Because we've always believed. I mean, as a kid, I always thought it was any time a black cat crossed your path, you were in trouble.
If a black cat walks towards you, it brings good fortune.
Mm-hmm.
If he walks away, it takes the good luck away.
Uh-huh.
So okay. If you see a strange black cat on your porch, it's supposed to bring prosperity. Unless you chase it away.
and it walks away.
Right. And then it brings you bad luck.
Right.
So I guess I need to stop chasing that black cat away off my porch.
Yeah, because you have been chasing a black cat off the back porch because he's peeing on everything.
Yes.
We have funny. A cat in our neighborhood. We don't know who it belongs to, but he comes and only pees around our yard. It's just unbelievable.
Well, you can't sit out on the deck
without smelling the urine.
It's awful.
Yeah.
I guess I just need to let him hang out because he's going to bring prosperity if I do.
See if cat urine is good luck.
Okay, and then did you know, another word for Halloween is All Hallows Eve.
Yeah, hallowed ground, holy ground. Yeah, right.
Did you know that it used to be all about getting hitched?
Really?
Yes.
Maybe that's why the costumes. Think about it.
Why?
Well, if I am not that good looking and the girl I'm interested in is, I may want to wear a costume so she doesn't know what I look like before we get hitched.
Excuse me. So according to the fruit historian Joan Morgan, settlers of America brought with them European customs that stemmed from the age-old belief that apples are a symbol of fertility.
Wow.
And one lost Halloween tradition that springs from this idea involved young women covertly marking apples before dropping them into a tub of water. Men would then bob for these apples.
That's where the bobbing for apples came from.
And then whoever got that apple that was marked would be their future match.
Oh, this was kind of like their way of playing spin the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
They played Bob the Apple. How do you like that? That's pretty cool.
Did you know that apple peeling used to be like a community endeavor back in New England?
They would all get together and peel apples.
Yes.
Really?
So peeling apples predicts your future. Back when peeling apples was a community-wide endeavor, a young single woman would peel an apple in one long strand.
My Aunt Mary used to be able to do that. I remember I told you about her.
She
could start at the top of an apple and get to the bottom and end up with a curl of the apple skin.
Once you were finished with one long strand, you would toss the peel over your shoulder. If the peel landed in the shape of a letter, that was supposed to be the initials of your future husband.
Oh, how funny. That's hilarious. And look at, I mean, okay, so listen to all this stuff. Halloween comes from our origins historically, okay?
Yes.
Look at all of the silly nonsense we used to believe in and that used to help us, quote unquote, live our lives. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Cats, you know, a cat does this, it means that. If you throw an apple peel over your shoulder and it lands, that's going to be think of the absurdity of how we lived.
Oh, this is a good one. Staring into a mirror. I guess this is where mirror came from.
Right.
You know, staring into a mirror to see your future spouse's face. Common lore of the late 1800s to early 1900s said that single women who could see the face of their future husband on Halloween by staring into a mirror in a darkened room.
Oh, so it's got to be in a darkened room. So what happens is your eyes start playing tricks on you, and you start seeing shapes, and those shapes may have familiar patterns because of someone you know, and you go, oh, that looks like so-and-so's face. He's going to be my future husband.
And you could conjure up whatever look you wanted.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point. So again, once again, absurdity leading the way in as humans take the journey of life. Unbelievable.
Fortune telling with neighbors. The earliest American celebrations of Halloween combined American Indians and European customs. Neighbors, they would gather at a play party to celebrate the harvest by dancing, singing, reminiscing about the dead, and telling each other's fortunes.
Oh, wow. So if I didn't like you, I would tell you a bad fortune. I said, well, let me tell you a fortune.
Well, I guess one of those guys from one of the morning shows went around to fortune tellers. I think he was in New York City. Did you see that?
You told me about it, but yeah, I saw part of it. Yeah,
he was going around to fortune tellers, and they were all saying, well, you won't be married for 5 years, and you won't have any children.
Or one said you're going to have all boys, and
he already has two girls and a little boy.
But he's not done yet.
That's true. You know? And he's already married. He's been married for 5 years. And one lady told him he was going to marry a woman with an accent.
Maybe she was trying to flirt with him. Because they usually have accents, those fortune tellers.
Do they?
Yeah.
Watching hazelnuts roast over a fire. It's a tradition that originated with the ancient Celts. Single women in Scotland would designate a hazelnut.
I think it's Celts.
Celts.
And Celtics. Just
Celtic?
Yeah. But
okay,
no,
thank you.
No, it's okay. I don't want everybody else going, Carl, it's not Celts. No, go ahead.
Celts. Okay, ahead. Ancient Celts. Single women in Scotland would designate a hazelnut for each of their love interests, then toss the nuts into a fire on Halloween. The nut would burn to ashes instead of popping, supposedly represented the woman's future betrothed.
So the one that burnt to ashes or the one that popped?
The nut that burned to ashes instead of popping.
Wow. That's about as effective as peeling an apple and throwing the curl over your shoulder and picking a letter.
Eating sweets to get clairvoyant dreams.
That's I believe this because if you eat a lot of sugar before bed, you'll have a lot of nightmares. This is because your blood sugar drops.
One lost Halloween tradition of Scotland said that if a woman ate a dessert of sugary walnuts, hazelnuts, and nutmeg before going to sleep on Halloween, she'd dream of what else?
Right.
Her future husband.
Right, of course. No, she'd dream of a letter that was shaped from an apple peel. And that would then give her the answer to name the apple peel after a hazelnut, which she would throw in the fire. And she would burn the house down. And the man who came to save her was her future husband. Wow, that worked out good.
So this is interesting. Hiding jewelry inside of a potato.
Really?
Yes. Lost Halloween traditions dating back to the 18th century Ireland centered around matchmaking. On Halloween night, a cook might place a ring inside a bowl of mashed potatoes. Whoever found it was sure to find true love.
Oh, yeah. I think I found the ring this morning after I went to the bathroom.
Hiking through the woods in search of chestnuts. Halloween parties often included a chestnut hunt. The first person to find a burr, legend had it, would be the first in the group to walk down the aisle.
Mm. Boy, and you know, don't forget, it was really important to get married young back then because you had to have children while you were young because you didn't know how long you were going to last anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's that speaks to a lot of the absurdity that people believed in because when you're young, you buy this kind of stuff. Oh yeah, I peeled an apple and it's in the shape of a K. When I threw it over my shoulder, I'm going to be marrying Carl.
Well, how's Carl? Speaking of Carl, didn't you say somebody had their pumpkins?
Real popular pumpkin this year is Carl from the what's the name of that
Despicable
movie?
Me.
Yeah, Despicable Me. Yeah, the big one-eyed guy.
Isn't it interesting how like Carl is everywhere?
When I was a kid growing up, Carl was never in any movies. There was never a character called Carl. It wasn't until the movie Ghosts, and obviously I paid attention because my name is Carl. It wasn't
until
the movie Ghost, where the guy who arranges Patrick Swayze's murder, his name was Carl. And I'm like, oh, great. They finally worked the name Carl into a movie, and it's got to be this schmuck, a deceitful murderer who gets dragged to hell at the end by the boogeyman spirits.
By the Dementors.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's Carl. I could have lived without Carl, you know. But now the name Carl is becoming more and more popular in movies.
Everywhere you look, there's a Carl.
I'm happy because they're usually good people, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's been a reprieve of my past movie Carl's. Do you have anything else you want to talk about yet before we go into the break?
No, let's go in the break and come back out with some more stories.
All right, we've got lots of good stories to talk about today. It is the special Halloween edition. Don't forget, we're also going to be naming the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest at the end, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I was was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and
ready?
Suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
Sing it, baby, sing it. Right, so
I like this one.
This is really good because what he was working in the lab on was a vaccine.
Was he?
Yeah. He doesn't say that, but he was working on a vaccine for his mom.
Well, who's he? Who he?
Whoever that guy is, singer.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who he.
Who he?
He be who he is. That's all I know.
Okay, so, you know, have you heard of the bubonic plague?
I've heard Dr. Dre talk about the bubonic chronic. I have heard of that. No, of course I've heard about the bubonic plague.
The bubonic plague. Evidently, there is a teenage girl in Oregon who has the bubonic plague.
Yeah.
That's something that you don't think about that it exists any longer.
Right.
She's a teenage girl in Oregon. She tested positive for the bubonic plague. She was believed to have been infected by a flea bite during a hunting trip earlier this month.
Yeah, that makes sense. I bet bubonic plague is transferred from animals to people through things like mosquitoes and fleas and stuff like that. That makes sense.
The CDC said that the bubonic plague was introduced to the U.S. in the 1900s by rat-infested steamships that had sailed from affected areas, mostly in Asia.
Probably fleas on rats. There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yo, wait. This just in. The FDA said everyone will be vaccinated against the bubonic plague starting tomorrow.
In recent years, less than 10 human plague cases have been reported in the U.S.
Yeah.
Early symptoms are high fever, chills, nausea, weakness, swollen lymph nodes.
I wonder if it still leads to death. I have to believe it doesn't anymore.
I'm not sure. While we're on the subject of vaccines and things, there are three cases of the whooping cough here in Louisville.
Sorry. Otherwise known as pertussis.
Here in Louisville, in infants. And there's the three cases, as I said, they're under 6 months old.
I want to talk about these cases.
And they have not been vaccinated for the whooping cough.
Okay, listen to this. Let me reassemble this. For those of you who may have missed this discussion in the past, I give blood every around 2 months for my health and to save lives because I'm a wonderful person. I am very wonderful. I sound like Donald Trump now. I'm very wonderful. But anyway.
And our ratings are going to go up because you're on the air.
Yeah, there you go. And so whenever you go and give blood at the Red Cross, they make you answer a questionnaire every single time. The questions are pretty understandable. Have you had, you know, sex with someone who's a intravenous drug user? Have you used intravenous drugs? You know, have you ever been tested for hepatitis and tested positive? All these kind of questions that make perfect sense. There's this one question that always jumps out at me, and I always ask the person doing the intake why, and I get different answers. But this last guy I asked had an interesting answer. The question is, have you come in contact within the past 3 weeks with someone who has received a whooping cough vaccine? Now, if you don't think that's an odd question, they don't ask if you've come in contact with somebody who's gotten a flu vaccine. They don't ask if you've come in contact with who somebody's come with gotten the HPV vaccine. But they ask, have you come in contact with someone who has gotten the whooping cough vaccine? That's not the whooping cough, by the way. That was a good cough. and so I asked this guy who did the intake, which I'm not going to, I know his first name. I'm not going to say it. I says, why do they ask that? He says, because there is some evidence that someone who has just gotten the vaccine could potentially transmit the whooping cough. Did you get that, folks? Did you hear that, folks? I just want to make sure everybody heard that because this was what I said can happen when using an attenuated virus in a vaccine a long time ago. And a lot of the pro-vaccine people jumped all over me about this. And keep in mind, I don't think vaccines are bad. I think that the way they mass produce them is bad, but that's a different story. So now you go to this story. When you read the story about the three children who tested positive for the whooping cough, these infants, they say all of them, they say The mothers had intended to have them vaccinated.
They're not anti-vaccine parents.
They're not anti-vaccine parents. So what they did not ask any of the parents is, have you been vaccinated for the whooping cough? Because we have a friend whose daughter-in-law gave birth to a baby, and she said, I've got to go get a whooping cough vaccine or they won't even let me near the baby.
That's right.
Okay? So what they're not asking is, okay, these three babies did not get the whooping cough vaccine, but how many of the people who come in contact with those babies just within the past 3 weeks got the whooping cough vaccine?
And they were all under 6 months old.
Right. This is, now, you have to ask this question, and don't give me the whole herd,
herd immunity.
Herd immunity argument. Because if the whooping cough vaccine transmits the whooping cough, then it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Everybody who gets a vaccine will give the whooping cough to somebody else unless they have the vaccine. That's not the role of vaccines.
So they say here in this article that staying on schedule is crucial, meaning that those children should have had the vaccine.
Right.
Staying on schedule is crucial.
Right.
It's meaning the vaccine, right, is not working quite as well, so it's more important to stay up to date on the booster.
It's not working quite as well.
Yes.
There's a lot of people who are actually getting the vaccine and developing symptoms.
Yes.
And there obviously is a problem with transmitting the vaccine, the whooping cough, to someone once you've been vaccinated. So I'm just telling you, if you get the whooping cough vaccine because you are coming in contact with an infant, stay away from elderly people and other young children at least for 3 weeks so that you don't transmit the whooping cough to them. Because clearly, the American Red Cross is worried about your blood getting in someone else that you've just had the whooping cough, that you've come in contact with someone else that's had a whooping cough vaccine. And not you directly. I mean, they didn't ask me, did you get the whooping cough vaccine? They said, have you come in contact with somebody who has had a whooping cough vaccine? Think about that. Let that sink in. Okay. Sorry.
Okay, so one of our listeners sent this article to me. So there were protesters that were outside of the CDC in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Protesters wanted the CDC investigator because of Dr. William Thompson debunks the vaccine myth. Have
right.
you heard that story?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
No, I hadn't heard it either, which I find interesting that they're out there protesting in front of the CDC.
But it's not on the mainstream media.
Saying that vaccines cause autism, mm-hmm. and nowhere do you hear this.
No, of course not. There's a lot of things you don't hear on the media. Why people don't understand that the media is the main corrupting source of this country today. Because they filter what they want you to know. And I want to talk about something when we come back from this break, but let's finish this first.
Okay, so evidently last week on Friday, they gathered near the entrance of the CDC in Atlanta, calling for a government investigation of vaccines who the protesters allege have harmful side effects. Leaders of the demonstration said that they are worried that children are getting autism from vaccines. The complaint is with any shot that contains thimerosal.
And I don't even think the thimerosal is the biggest problem there. I think there's a lot of other things in there that are a problem, and focusing on thimerosal is a mistake for them. Okay.
It was the founder of VaxTruth.org, mm-hmm. Marcella Piper Terry.
She's been on our show.
Has she?
I'm pretty sure. I believe so.
Has Dr. William Thompson
been on
our show?
I don't recognize that name.
According to their theory, former CDC scientist and self-proclaimed whistleblower Dr. William Thompson said that there was a link between vaccine and autism, specifically at a higher rate in African-American children.
Well, I do know that. We've talked about that.
Yes.
Let's take a break because I have to run to the restroom. And we have more good stories to talk about. Stay tuned. You're listening to Halloween Casual Friday.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the special Halloween edition of Casual Friday.
So during the break, I looked on Facebook and there was a post from Jason LeLoux.
Right.
And it says, when Carl makes a crass remark on Casual Friday and Elisa just changes the subject with no comment.
What? But what crass remark? I'm not crass. What did I say?
I'm not sure. And there's a picture of this cute little girl with her eyes kind of like...
rolled like
that. Did you just really say that?
Yeah.
And then Will Faulkner says, nailed it. That's cute.
So I wanted to talk about when I was saying before that the media.
Okay.
You know, is really the corrupting factor today. I've been saying on this show that the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. And if you're getting the wrong information, your life will be impacted. We saw a perfect example of this morning, right?
Yes.
I just finished up our cardio. We're watching, we're flipping back and forth between the Today Show and Good Morning America.
Yes.
The Today Show does the same story as the Good Morning America. It's about the new research on the low-carb diet beats the low-fat diet in fat loss. We've talked about it on this show before, okay? The Today Show interpreted as the difference in body fat loss between the low-fat and the low-carb diet was minuscule,
mm-hmm.
and that you shouldn't abandon the low-fat diet, that it's still good for you. On Good Morning America, they said the difference between fat loss between the two groups was significant.
Yes.
Significant that the low-carb dieters lost way more weight and the low-fat dieters actually gained weight at the end of a year.
Yes. And that's when I said...
Same study.
I said to Carl, I guess that's where you get your information from. I mean, the same, just different channels.
Right.
They interpreted it differently.
And this is the scary part of this today. I mean, and then you times that by 2,040 channels or whatever there is out there today. And it's no wonder people don't know what the hell to do. It's no wonder. Anyway. And then, so let's talk about jack-o'-lanterns now.
Yes, I do want to talk about pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns.
Okay.
So last night, this thing has been open for a couple weeks and this is the last weekend. So I was like, we have to go see, it was a jack-o'-lantern spectacular at one of our parks.
Right.
And what it is.
And it really is spectacular.
It really is. It's a quarter of a mile through one of the parks and there's just, thousands of pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns.
7,000 individually carved
jack-o'-lanterns
of all
and
sizes.
Different themes, all of different themes. So you go through and you walk through this path and then they have music playing and there's like hay lining the trail and then they have all the pumpkins are over in the bushes and everywhere up in the trees, everywhere
beautiful.
You look. It was beautiful. The very first theme that we had was
Wizard of Oz
and they had the Emerald City.
Oh, it was amazing. And the pumpkins were carved with the faces of Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, the Witch. They were unbelievable. The quality, workmanship, the artistic value of these pumpkins was undeniable. And it was a quarter mile of not a square inch, not with a pumpkin. There was even a 4,000 pound pumpkin there.
Yes. It was beautiful.
And so when we were leaving, naturally the inquisitive side of me, I was like, how many pumpkins are there? So the guy said 7,000. He goes, but it takes 50,000 pumpkins for us to put this event on. I said, really?
During their 2-week run.
Yeah, he says, over the course of 2 weeks, pumpkins rot. They get saggy and soggy. Plus, you know, animals are eating them when we're not here at night. I mean, this is in a park.
It's in a huge park, yes.
Yeah. Animals, raccoons are eating
them. Deer.
So 50,000 plus pumpkins so that they have 7,000 showpiece pumpkins available around the clock. For 2 weeks. That's an amazing number of pumpkins.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was really crowded. What I wanted to talk about how crowded it was. And then when we got to the hill, like it just.
Oh, this is funny. So it was, we didn't realize it was a trail through a park. It was pretty wide trail. I would say it was probably about 12 feet wide and it was dirt. And as you're walking, you start to realize there's an incline because it's in the dark. It's really dark. So that all the illuminated pumpkins throughout the forest are seen. And I said to Elisa, this is getting steep now. I mean, it was probably at its steepest, a 30 to 35 degree, gradient.
Mm-hmm.
We had it was so crowded when we got started. In fact, people were letting their little children walk and other people were almost stepping on them. It was that crowded.
And it was like, that dark too.
And that dark. All of a sudden, I said to Elisa, wow, the crowd really thinned out. We were on the other side of the hill. She says, yeah, that's because all those other people are still trying to get up the hill. And I thought, oh, my God, she's right. The hill thinned the herd.
Yes, it did.
You talk about not being fit enough to, like, save your own life. These people couldn't walk up this hill, which was designed for the average person to walk up because this was a open to the public event.
Uh-huh.
When we looked back, you could see the throng of people just making it to the top of the hill. They were taking like little baby steps. You could see them. It was both sad and funny at the same time.
Yes. So back to the pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns and the fact that the guy told you that the animals eat them.
Right.
Which, remember that fact, okay?
Okay.
So now there's an article today that says the federal government claims that pumpkins were, it says anti-pumpkins because of climate change.
Right.
The Department of Energy claims that Halloween pumpkins contribute to climate change, suggesting that the plants should and could be converted to biofuel in order to spare the environment.
Now, how are they contributing to climate change? Do they explain why, how it does?
With the passing of Halloween, millions of pounds of pumpkins have turned from seasonal decorations to trash destined for landfills.
Yeah, but it's biodegradable. It's going to disappear.
Isn't it going to disappear?
Of course.
And if they're that much, okay, it says according to, adding to more than 254 million tons of municipal solid waste produced in the U.S. every year.
This is an easy solution. First of all, for those of us who...
Well, can't they just go feed them to the animals?
Okay, bingo. Don't throw them in the back in the landfill, in your compost. Don't put them in a plastic bag.
It says they decompose and eventually turn into methane.
Well, everything decomposes and turns into methane then. Every vegetable. Then wait a minute. We're vegetables in general are causing a problem, right? Because even when we eat them, we turn them into methane.
So then why don't they take all of these pumpkins, instead of putting them in a landfill, taking them to zoos and feeding them to the animals in the zoos?
That's not a practical solution. But we have recycle bins. Most people throw it in your recycle bin. That's all. So it doesn't go in a plastic bag.
Well, why can't they? Okay, so you know, like when you have your Christmas tree and you go take your Christmas tree
there
to a
go.
Specific area,
that's
why can't you have a specific area to take your pumpkins to?
Yes, yes. But let's talk about something more important. This federal government has enough time on its hands to waste about something as insignificant as this, but you never ever hear them say the hundreds of millions of pounds of herbicides and pesticides that are sprayed on crops that we subsidize are a bigger threat to global warming than all the fuel that cars burn in a year. No one talks about this, right? You never hear about the fact that one of the greatest contributors to global warming is the chemicals that we use to grow our favorite crops. No one talks about this. No one. But let's go into, these pumpkins are going to contribute methane. Forget the methane. How about all the glyphosate? How about all of the nicotinoids that are neonics?
Neonicotinoids.
Well, how about all these chemicals that we spray freely that are destroying the ozone layer, that are contributing to global warming, that are causing the whole smog accumulation problem? Every day, hundreds of millions of pounds of this stuff is sprayed. No one talks about it.
So I guess they're probably going to use our tax dollars and do a study to find out what they can do with all these pumpkins.
You know, I don't blame people in the United States on both sides of this discussion. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. But if you are ultra frustrated with our government, you have every right to be. Don't let anyone tell you that you're being mean-spirited or selfish or crabby or crazy, because this government wastes money ongoing. I want to ram my head through this wall right now. That's how it's like. Are you kidding me? You're worried about the pumpkins?
The United States produces 1.3 billion pounds of pumpkins each year, according to the federal agency.
Yeah, but not all of it goes into jack-o'-lanterns.
Don't
a lot
we
of
make
it ends
pumpkin
up in,
pie?
I know. A lot of it is eaten. What do we want? Oh, wait, let's, if you're not going to do, how much
Okay. Changing the subject here on a lighter note, you know, how people love pumpkin. I love pumpkin.
I love
those pumpkin
too.
Muffins that I made.
The pumpkin muffins that Elisa has, the recipe will be up by Monday. I tell you now, you try this recipe, and if these are not the best, taste like just regular old bad for you muffins, pumpkin muffins, then I'll bring you on the show and have you ridicule me in front of the audience.
Okay, so I guess, you know, all of the manufacturers are trying to get in on the whole Halloween slash pumpkin phase. And here's just a few that I've noticed that are out there on the shelves. Hershey's has a candy corn bar. It's a candy corn cream with candy bits in it.
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
It's sugar with extra sugar in it.
Cheese balls that look like mozzarella balls, and they're green.
Why is that?
They dyed them green.
Why is that Halloween?
Oh, no. You know what they are? They're like the Cheez-It balls,
but they're
green instead of orange.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay, Oreo, pumpkin spice Oreo cookies.
Mm-hmm. Those have been around before. I've seen them before.
Candy corn cupcakes by Hostess. Peeps. You know, the
little chick, the little marshmallow
pumpkin
chicks.
Pumpkin and ghost peeps that are orange and white. Oh, look at this one. Little Debbie bat brownies.
Oh, bat brownies. So they're shaped like a bat.
They're shaped like a bat.
By the way, Little Debbie cakes and what do you want to call them? Desserts?
Desserts. They have ding dongs and ho-hos.
they Little Debbie was a ho-ho. That's how this whole thing started. Little Debbie cakes and desserts are the least expensive cakes and desserts in all the grocery stores, and there's a reason for
They're
that.
They're nasty.
They are. If you just look at them, just read the label just once. You'll never buy them if you read the label once. Just read the ingredients in there. It is a chemistry experiment. There's nothing in them. In fact, I think they make Twinkies look healthy, Little Debbie.
Pumpkin spice latte M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
And M&M candy corns. And pumpkin spice flavored Toll House chips. And then maple bacon frosting.
Mmm.
Candy corn marshmallows.
Okay.
And pumpkin marshmallows.
Yeah.
That's
so
just
all specially for Halloween.
Yes. We don't have enough junk food in this world.
Too fast on the gun there. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got a lot more. And don't forget, stick around for the end of the show. You may hear your name announced as the secret word winner. We're announcing two winners today. We'll be right back.
Oh, I forgot about that.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. This is Casual Friday. I'm Carl Lenore, and this is Elisa the Witchy Woman Profumo.
Raven hair and ruby lips.
Yeah. That's you.
Okay, so I just, Jason put, remember you said you didn't know what you said that.
Yeah, what did I say that was so.
He said something about a colon being part caterpillar or something at the beginning.
Oh, yeah,
silence,
yeah, yeah.
And then the unspoken, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said I do that often. Anyway. So, you know, I ran across this list of foods that you should never reheat,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was interesting, so I just wanted to find out what your opinion is of this.
Okay.
So the first one that they have on here is celery, and they say you shouldn't reheat celery because its high nitrate content can become toxic if you reheat it a second time. So does that mean if you make soup and you put, like say you make chicken soup and you put celery in it and then you reheat the chicken soup?
I guess so. That'd make perfect sense. I mean, if the reheating it takes the nitrates and turns them into nitrites, it could be a problem. Yeah.
The second one is chicken. With its high protein content, chicken can cause several digestive problems if you reheat it after a day or two.
So you cook it once and then reheat it, and it's no good for you.
That's what they're saying. The best way to consume stored chicken is to make a cold salad. And there I go back to, well, what if you have chicken soup and there's chicken in there, and then you warm it up a second?
Because you got to eat it cold.
That's not
chicken
really...
soup cold doesn't sound good at all.
Spinach.
Why spinach?
The nitrates can convert into nitrites and other carcinogens.
See, I've always known you can't reheat possum. When you cook possum the first time, you got to eat it.
Are you serious?
No. Possum, you got to eat it cold the second time. That's the way it is.
Who eats possum?
Granny and Uncle Jed from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay, spinach. Because of the nitrates turn into nitrites.
So it sounds to me like anything that has nitrates in it, when reheated, turns into nitrites, which should probably be the same for hot dogs because they're cooked once. Now think about this. So hot dogs have nitrates in them, but they cook them. A hot dog is already cooked. It's like a little piece of bologna stick. Then you reheat them.
Interesting.
I know.
Okay, eggs.
You got to eat them cold.
Should not be exposed to heat over and over again. Reheating eggs at high temperatures can cause them to become toxic and wreak havoc on your digestive system.
I got to tell you a story about eggs for a second.
Okay.
So there's a girl out there who's like a personal trainer, and she was giving away a Hot Logic. I went to the, hashtag hotlogicmini.com, Facebook page one day just to see what our posts look like from all our listeners. And there's this girl, real nice girl, and she's giving away a Hot Logic Mini to one winner for signing up for her YouTube channel. And she holds up a plastic Tupperware. And she goes, look, I just cooked these eggs and egg whites in it. And I'm thinking, you're cooking in plastic and you're advising other people how to be healthy? I don't think so.
That's scary.
If you bought a Hot Logic, please, please, please invest in getting yourself a Pyrex glass insert to cook in. And at worst, if it's in aluminum, you could probably get by with that. But don't ever cook in plastic anything, not in the microwave and certainly not in a Hot Logic Mini.
I've been looking for those little Pyrex that fit the Hot Logic, and I've had a difficult time. You can order them on Amazon for $6 each. I do know
that. Is that a good price?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. Mushrooms.
You shouldn't reheat them either.
No. It says they should be ideally consumed the same day due to their complex protein composition.
Okay. What else can't you reheat?
Rice.
Rice sucks when you reheat it. It doesn't matter. When you make rice fresh, it's delicious. You put it in the fridge for a couple days. I don't care if you sprinkle water on it and microwave it. It still doesn't. It's not the same. It's just not.
It says, according to the Food Standards Agency, eating rice stored at room temperature can give you food poisoning because of the spores of bacteria present in rice, which are still present after reheating.
Well, what about all the people who eat sushi? That rice is sitting there. They steam it in the morning, and then it's sitting there for the rest of the day.
Yesterday when I was at Whole Foods, they had all these little demonstrations of samples that you could try food. Mm-hmm. And there was sushi sitting out there with rice on it. And yeah. How long does that sit out?
And I would never eat sushi except at a sushi bar where they're cutting it.
People putting their hands inside those things.
Well, plus you don't know how long it's sitting there. I mean, fish is one of those things that you don't want to play around with.
Turnips. Due to the high amount of nitrates, reheating the vegetables is not advisable.
So it sounds to me like anything that has a high level of nitrates, naturally occurring nitrates, should not be reheated. Because then the nitrates turn into nitrites. I don't know if Adele Musa listens to the Friday show anymore, but I'd love to hear him talk about this.
Or Alex.
There you go. Alex Leaf, how about you? Jump on this. See if this is true and what it really means to us.
Oils such as grapeseed, walnut, avocado, hazelnut, and flaxseed have very low smoke points. So when you reheat them, they become rancid.
Yes, but hazelnut oil can help you pick your next husband. Sorry.
Okay. Beets. Beets are rich in nitrates, just like spinach. Reheating beets can cause a lot of trouble.
I love beets. I'm so sad that they're all
gone. They have beets at Whole Foods yesterday.
But are they organic?
I think so.
I'd like to get some. I love beets. I'd like to buy a bunch of them and store them. Not to reheat them. I like eating them cold after they've been cooked.
Butter lettuce. The green leafy vegetable is best when eaten raw. Who cooks lettuce?
Who cooks lettuce? Really?
Cook if you must, but never reheat butter lettuce, as the high amount of nitrates can cause food poisoning.
It's all back to nitrates.
potatoes. Now, I don't know about that. I asked you about this one if you thought this was true. Potatoes lose their nutritional value if you let them stand at room temperature for long. They can actually become toxic and cause illnesses such as food poisoning.
Well, okay. Are they talking about, like, when you cook something and just leave it out for hours? Anything would start to build up bacteria and potential, you know, things that'll make you sick to your stomach, not just potatoes.
So we were talking about the nitrates and the nitrites, and I know that, like, turkey bacon, they use celery nitrates from celery to flavor turkey bacon.
Yeah.
So that,
and celery powder is one of those, means two different things. It means nitrates. So, like, a lot of times they'll say nitrate free and then they'll say that it uses celery powder.
But that's still nitrates.
Yeah. Of course, they're not adding, like, isolated nitrates. They get away with it.
You have to be careful. You have to read the labels of everything.
Even when you read the labels, you're not sure anymore. That's why you gotta buy stuff that grows out of the ground and animals that live normal lives and just eat that.
Are you going into the break?
I was. Yeah, we're right at the top of the hour.
Okay.
We have lots of great stories, plus the winner, two winners of this week's Secret Word Contest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Because of mine.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
You remember this one?
Isn't it Michael Jackson?
Wait for it. Was the best. Michael Jackson was the best.
They had a pumpkin last night with Michael Jackson. They had in memory, they had a little area in
whole
memory.
Whole section of in memory of. And then people that we've lost.
Yeah, they had Michael Jackson on one of them. Yeah. And Elvis Presley was on one.
Yogi Berra. Who thought New York Yankee Yogi Berra would be on one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson was the best. We miss him.
Okay, so.
Oh, real quick.
Oh.
Speaking of in memory of and who passed. So a couple of casual Fridays ago, we talked about a meme that went around Facebook with Betty White and 20-year-old Betty White. And I said, it's so sad that she passed away. And Vic, he didn't put his last name on the email, corrected me and said, Carl, Betty White's not dead. And after I looked and found out that it was a very successful hoax, this is the second time that they've been successful at getting the media to pick up that Betty White has passed, but she's not. She's still alive. She's doing fine.
He said, hi, Carl. Love all your shows. Casual Fridays are my favorite if I had to pick one. And I was shocked when I heard you report that Betty White had passed recently. So I looked it up and found that Betty White is still very much alive.
Yeah.
Just an FYI. Keep up the great work, Vic. Yeah.
So there we go. We killed her by accident. It wasn't
Betty White is alive.
She's alive. She rose on Halloween. So there you go.
Thanks for keeping us in check.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking about ingredients a little while ago. So according to this article in the Huffington Post first of all, they say that you shouldn't eat anything that has a paragraph long of ingredients.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's like Little Debbie cakes. I was just talking about it, right?
They said that you should try and stick with 5 or fewer ingredients.
Right.
But when they tried to find Halloween candy with 5 or fewer ingredients, they couldn't.
Really?
They all had 15, 14 or more.
Did you actually look up a couple yourself? I don't remember.
Well, I was just trying to look up during the break. I was trying to look up, find the nutritional, the ingredients. Oh, yeah. Okay, so the Theo chocolate?
Yeah. That's,
the dark chocolate?
And that's partly owned by Ben
Affleck.
Affleck, yeah.
Okay, so it's organic and it's fair trade. It's a dark chocolate bar that's not, it says non-GMO, USDA organic, fair trade. 85% dark chocolate. It contains cacao, however you pronounce it, beans.
Cacao!
Organic sugar and ground vanilla bean.
And that's it.
That's it.
They need to make a Halloween candy. They need to make a Halloween candy. There you go.
Yes, I agree.
You know, that 5-ingredient rule should apply to everything you eat. The ideal thing is to eat things that have one ingredient. Beef, chicken, salmon, lettuce. You know what I mean? Asparagus, broccoli. That's one ingredient. It's one thing. But if you're going to deviate and buy something that is pre-made for you, then try to always use the maximum 5-ingredient rule. I think that's brilliant.
I think so, too. So here are just some of the Halloween candies that are the worst offenders. And I probably no one in our audience is going to be eating these. But
it's good to be on the watch out anyway.
Yeah, and please don't buy it and give it to trick-or-treaters.
Right.
The Kit Kat bar has 15 ingredients, including PGPR, a cost-saving chocolate emulsifier, mm-hmm. often used instead of cocoa butter.
Mm.
I'm not going to name all the ingredients. It would take too long. But the Milky Way has 15 ingredients. Corn syrup is one. Hydrogenated palm kernel oil. Nerds.
Yeah.
Whoppers. Skittles.
I loved Whoppers when I was a kid. I love chocolate malted balls. I love them.
In the Skittles, they have yellow 5. Lake, blue 2 lake, yellow 5, red 40, yellow 6, blue 1 lake.
Hike.
Blue 1.
Sounds like you're calling it.
Ascorbic acid.
like you're calling a football playoff. On the discussion of Skittles for a second. So things like sweet tarts. Be careful. If your children come home, as a rule, of course, unwrapped candy is a no-no, right? But apparently, there is now ecstasy, MDMA, that's being made in fun candy shapes.
Really?
Yes. Like dominoes and happy faces. Do not allow your child to eat any type of unwrapped candy, especially if it looks like a sweet tart type candy. Because they're making ecstasy taste like sweet tart, like candy. So people just throw it in their mouth and chew it up. It's like fun. Oh, it tastes good. Obviously, you got to examine your kids' candy before they eat it. And if you find the ecstasy, keep it for you and your wife. Don't let the kids eat it. That's it. Just so that's my public service announcement for Halloween this week. Okay.
Anyway, the Butterfinger has 19 ingredients. I used to like the Butterfinger when I was a kid.
I love Butterfingers. I know, me too.
Okay, so there is an ingredient in the Butterfinger, and it's TBHQ. It's a form of butane.
Yeah.
Yes, as in lighter fluid. Mm-hmm. Okay, so last Halloween, I posted something about this on Facebook, mm-hmm. and Patrick Arnold came out and attacked me on Facebook and said that I was crazy, that there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Well, maybe that's his opinion. He's entitled to it. You know, people who...
I don't want to eat it.
Well, look, people who dwell in the business of chemistry are a lot more accepting of chemicals in their lives because that's the business they're in, okay? And so we're not involved in that, and we don't want that stuff in our lives. But it doesn't make you crazy for not wanting it.
Right, okay. And Twizzlers was the number one with 20 ingredients.
You know, I never was a big fan of Twizzlers. I've eaten them in my life, but it's not like something like where I just had to have it. There's some people who just, they love Twizzlers. I've never really liked them. I don't like the texture.
They have glycerin in them, which is also used in soaps.
Well, glycerin isn't bad. I've used glycerin. Actually, glycerin is will help you put on muscle water weight if you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I actually have a bottle of glycerin.
So should you eat Twizzlers if you want to do that?
No, you should just buy raw glycerin.
I was being sarcastic.
I know.
It has corn syrup. They have flour in them. Twizzlers have flour.
I believe it. To make it more of a gelatin, I guess.
I guess. Okay.
What's next, Elisa?
When you were a kid, did you ever hear that, like, they put razor blades in apples?
Yes, absolutely. I heard that. That was a big rumor when I was a kid. I never saw it. I never heard about anybody biting into an apple and finding a razor blade in it. Are you going to tell me that someone's actually done it now?
No, they're saying that it's a Halloween myth.
Yeah,
no one's ever found that.
There you go. You know who started that myth? I'll tell you who started that myth. Think about it. The candy manufacturers. Because kids were coming home with whole apples, and their mothers and fathers were going, yeah, eat the apple instead of that crap candy. So the candy manufacturers came up with a plan. They said, how can we discredit apples? Let's just start a rumor that people are putting razor blades in them. The parents will throw the apples away, and they'll eat the candy. Think about that. That's plausible, isn't it?
Yes. This is ridiculous. So some of these Halloween myths. You'll have good luck if you put your dress on inside out.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have good luck if you hear a cat sneeze. You'll have good luck if the top of your head itches.
Really?
That's you'll have good luck if you sneeze 3 times before breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have good luck if you dream about a white cat. There's all those cats.
The opposite of a black cat.
Okay, so another
pretty predictable.
Bad luck. You'll have bad luck if you see a white cat.
Oh, but you can dream about them, but you just can't see them. Go ahead. I like that.
You'll have bad luck if you see over your left shoulder and you see the new moon.
I just looked over my left shoulder. I see the skyline of Louisville. Does that count?
No.
Okay.
You'll have bad luck if you get off the bed using your left foot.
I do that every single morning.
Maybe you should switch. Maybe you'll have good luck if you switch.
No, that's BS. I have good luck.
You'll have bad luck if you don't put your shirt inside out because it's bad luck.
So if I have a shirt that's in my closet inside out, it's bad luck?
Don't put it on.
Oh, I would never put a shirt on inside out purposefully. I'm not crisscross. Remember that rap group, the two young guys?
Wasn't I wear my shirt inside out sometimes at home, like shirts, like pajamas, you know?
Those are the days you probably have bad luck.
Don't sing before breakfast or cry before dinner or you'll have bad luck.
Don't sing before breakfast or cry before dinner. But you can cry before breakfast and sing before dinner. That's different. Okay.
Okay, so here's the ones that were debunked. The Halloween.
You mean none of those were debunked? All those came.
No,
I thought the list of the debunked.
They have not been debunked.
The Superhuman Radio, we're debunking and we're calling BS on those right there. Go ahead. Next.
During Halloween night, strangers give fruits with razor blades inside or candy with poison. There's not been one documented case of this.
So I have a friend who went to another friend's house. And when it was, you know, in New York, we had apartment buildings. It was like a four story building with a vestibule, right? And then you lived on the lower level. So a friend of mine, Phil, lived up on the second level. And a friend of mine, Joey, their last names are being omitted for a purpose. He decided he was going to play a trick on Phil. So he went into Phil's vestibule. And when the kids came for Halloween, they had to come in and they would have to ring the bells. He was in the vestibule already. He gave away those. You remember the little candy bags your mom would buy for the Halloween candies?
Yes.
He put dog turds in like 4 or 5 bags and the first 4 or 5 kids that came.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, so listen, it's a true story. So a little girl named Mary, whose father was a cop that lived up the street, came down and almost kicked the crap out of Phil's father because he says, how dare you give my child dog poop? And then he showed it. He says, we didn't give any candy away. He says, my daughter just came to your door and knocked on the door and this is what you gave her. And it started a war between two families because my friend Joey wanted to be funny. So there you go. So it is true that your kids may get dog crap if they go trick or treating on 110th Street between 101st Avenue and 95th Avenue in South Ozone Park, Queens. There you go.
Okay, so here's another Halloween myth debunked. People hang themselves during Halloween, but no one reports it because they believe they're just decorations.
That's a good one. That's funny.
This was very common during the 90s, it said.
Oh, that's funny.
They believe that child molesters attack on this night.
I believe that. There's a lot of kids out there. I believe it. Yeah.
So, anyway, what's your favorite Halloween memory?
We have to talk about it after the break.
Oh, okay.
Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay, so let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we can actually... Are you going to share your favorite Halloween memory as well?
Okay.
Okay, so let's do that. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of this special edition of Casual Friday. Oh.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You ever see a werewolf?
No. Only on Halloween.
So you said one of my favorite memories about Halloween.
Yes.
I think really one of my favorite memories is the one I just shared about what Joey did to Phil because it's funny. But the truth is, Halloween was not about trick-or-treating to me when I was a kid in Brooklyn.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
Halloween, and those of you listening to the show who grew up in that era on the East Coast will probably relate to what I'm saying, but Halloween was about buying eggs and egging people's cars and egging people's houses.
Did you put toilet paper on their trees?
No, that's for yuppie kids. No, you know what we used to do? We used to go, so the Phil Voda, who lived up the street from me, worked at a fish market. And so when we were kids, we would go and get bags of fish scales. And so someone would hit you with a few eggs, then somebody would throw flour at you or fish scales at you and stick them to you. So the whole goal of Halloween was not gathering candy, but like just, making people stink and look disgusting by the end of the night. And then we used to have something called a chalk sock. Okay. So you get a sock, like a knee sock. You'd fill it with chalk. You'd whack it against the ground a dozen times and pulverize the chalk.
Whack it?
Yeah. Back. And then you would hit each other with it. It would leave a big chalk circle on your clothes. So Halloween night, when we came home, my mother used to make me get undressed in the hallway because I had fish scales, flour, chalk, eggs all over me. My hair was a mess. Then it got really nasty.
Did you dress up?
No. We didn't wear costumes. No. And then it got really nasty because then people started buying Nair and spraying it in each other's hair.
Oh, no.
But they got fooled because you got to let Nair stay in there for a long time for it to have a depilatory effect. So it didn't matter. But when we would come home at night after Halloween, my mother would go, "You're not coming in this house. You take your clothes off in the hallway." And don't forget, I lived in a 4-story building. I didn't want to get naked in the hallway, but she used to make me get naked in the hallway and she would just throw those clothes out. They were disgusting. That's what Halloween means to me.
Some memories you got there, Carl.
They were great. It was so much fun. Who wants candy and go trick or treat?
I did.
What are you supposed to be? I'm Robinson Crusoe. No, we were out there hitting. People's cars would be passing on Myrtle Avenue, and we would whack their windshields with eggs. They would screech their brakes and come running after you. You'd run and laugh. That's what Halloween's about.
Well, not necessarily. So I guess during the break when we were comparing stories, I thought, wow, I guess my upbringing was, my favorite was there was a house down the street that was giving away the large candy bars instead of just the small ones. So we'd come home and try and change our costume and go back and get more of the large candy bars.
Here's the conversation. I can hear it now. You walk in the door and your mom Penny goes, "Elisa, what are you doing?" And she goes, "Oh, mom, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver are giving away whole candy bars. I just need to change my costume so I can go back up the street and get another candy bar." And she look at you and go, "Oh, you little minx, you."
Oh, no, one year my sister's bag got stolen. Some kid came up and said, "What time is it?"
This is a great story.
And she looks at her wrist to say what time it was. He grabs her bag of candy and
right
takes
off her wrist.
Off. So then we had to split all of our candy with my sister.
Yes. And is it any wonder that she became a social worker? She figures, you know what? I got robbed. Everybody's got to pay me for it now.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so just to change gears here a little bit, you know, we talked about tilapia, the fish, tilapia, years ago.
3 years ago.
In fact, we
affectionately named it tapupia because we found out that it was being raised in quote-unquote farms in Vietnam, the Philippines, and where else? Someplace else.
Thailand.
And these pools that they were raising them in were actually sewage pools where the local village poop and urine would end up. So they were swimming with the poop and then they would sell it to the United States and people would eat tilapia and go, "Oh, tilapia is so good for you. It's such great." No, it's tapupia.
So we haven't eaten tilapia since then.
That's right.
So, but the story is circulating a little bit and I thought, well, we may have new listeners now. So we kind of might want to revisit the tilapia story a little bit. But so do you think that the tilapia that's wild caught
is better? Absolutely. Yeah.
And this is just the farmed fish.
The truth is you don't want farm raised any kind of fish. You don't want farm raised salmon. The amount of omega-3s in farm raised salmon is far lower than wild caught salmon because they're feeding them an artificial diet. They're feeding them salmon chow from Purina.
Oh, they're giving them soy pellets.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Salmon chow. It's just disgusting stuff.
GMO corn and soy pellets.
Yeah, you don't want to buy farm raised any fish. You want wild caught fish of every species that you eat, and tilapia is definitely one of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, and they're talking about the pesticides and the antibiotics that they get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, nobody's given antibiotics to salmon or tilapia that are out there in the wild.
Dioxin levels are 11 times higher in farm-bred fish than compared to wild
Bingo.
Fish.
Bingo. Because they're living in pools, stagnant pools. I don't care what kind of filtration system you have. And then they also live in such close proximity. They hardly can swim. You know what I mean? And then if there's an infection, they all get it. It's just imagine raising fish in your toilet bowl and pulling one out every week and eating one. But in the meantime, still using the toilet bowl as you use the toilet bowl. That's what farm-raised fish is like. Nobody should be eating farm-raised fish of any kind. It's not better. It's worse. It's garbage.
Did you know that the half-life of dioxin is 7 to 11 years?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
No. Well, thank God it's only that. We'd be dead. I mean, for sure. Everybody comes in contact with it from time to time. We have, I don't know if we went over or not. I don't know where we are. But anyway, we could talk a little bit longer. You want to cover something else? No? Then let's go ahead and take our break now. Don't forget, we have to announce two winners today for the Secret Word Contest. Two lucky winners are going to receive a massage at Massage Envy Spa and Salon here in the United States. They're all over. Next week, the Secret Word Contest will be inclusive of our international audience. We've got something exciting to give away next week. But this week, the international audience is sitting out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on.
You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I used to love this song when I was young. Don't
Did
Fear the Reaper.
Did you listen to that when you were throwing eggs at people?
No, I was older. I was working on the racetrack when this song came out. I was a bad boy. I was. I really was. You know what? I was a bad boy, but I didn't bring any of it home. So my parents didn't see it. My parents thought I was the angel. They thought I was such a good kid.
It's a good thing you didn't bring it home. Carmine would have smacked you.
Oh, that's why I didn't bring it home. My father would have killed me. You kidding me? I was more afraid of my father than anybody on the streets. It didn't matter to me what they thought of me. But with my father, forget about it.
Okay, so let's talk about dirt.
Let's talk about dirt, baby. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about healthy dirt versus dirt that's not healthy.
And there's a reason that this is really important, okay? So if you're one of those people who believes that climate change is happening, the bacterial depleted soil that is a result of the hundreds of millions of pounds of herbicides and pesticides that are being sprayed on arable land is contributing to the change in climate. Everybody thinks it's just about the gas that goes up. The soil plays a very, very large role in scrubbing the air.
This is an interesting. Leonardo da Vinci said, "We know more about the movement of celestial bodies than we know about the soil underfoot."
500 years ago,
that was 500 years ago, and soil experts agree that it's still true today.
Isn't
that interesting?
Yes, they say that one tablespoon of soil has more organisms. If it's good soil, let me back up. One tablespoon of good soil.
A teaspoon.
Has more organisms than the number of people on the planet Earth. Think about that. But notice I said good soil. There is soil today that is not good soil. It doesn't have anything. When they plant soybean year after year and they spray these crops and they all they add back is nitrogen, potassium, and you know, a couple of things. This is not good soil. This is contributing to not only climate change, but contributing to the health of human beings. There's evidence that foods grown in healthy soil help people stay healthy.
According to the Organic Consumers Association, improving soil health will improve human health through food.
Right. But you see, as soon as you start talking organic, you know, people lose their mind. Oh, well, it's not realistic for farmers to farm organic. It is. We've talked about studies that show that the yield on a conventional crop is maybe a bushel more per acre than an organic crop. And it costs so much more money to grow conventional crops today with all the chemicals you need, and now you have to buy your seeds out year to year, and the organic crops don't cost more to grow. There are so many benefits to growing organic, but the big ag is behind the notion that you have to grow the crops they want you to grow. But for an instance, this article talks about one season grow soybean, the next season plant clover in that field. It not only enriches the soil, but it also cuts down on the need for weed killer herbicides to be sprayed on that field throughout the non-growing year. And on top of that, it actually helps to produce better air, better quality air in the area. I mean, because these plants are actually consuming carbon dioxide and giving off oxygen. But most farmers don't do that.
Well, they have what that's called a cover crop. My stepfather used to, when he grew tobacco, mm-hmm. You have to rotate
the fields.
And so what you do is you plant a cover crop, and having a cover crop is better than leaving it bare.
Barren. Yeah. And so what would Ben plant as a cover crop? Do you remember what he would plant?
Like hay.
Yeah.
Just
right.
Hay.
And then he would mow it
and use it for the cows.
Right. Right.
Cover crops interact with the soil, exchanging nutrients through the roots and building richer soils.
Yeah.
It's manure without the manure.
Right, right. It's going to fertilize the soil. People think it's going to drain the soil. It doesn't. But you can't get farmers today to even consider this, because they've been convinced by companies like Monsanto and Syngenta that the new way of growing, the new agricultural approaches are better than the old, and it's just not true. Just not true.
What I found interesting when I read this last paragraph of this article, healthy bacterial activity acts as a glue helping the soil clump together. Squish a ball of dirt in your hand. If it forms a ball, it's likely got great bacterial activity and healthy soil.
But if it's like sand where it just runs through your fingers.
Excessive pesticides and herbicides destroy soil's complex and delicate bacterial activity and create soil that is loose and doesn't hold together.
There is so much wrong on so many levels with the way we grow crops today. And if you are a vegan or a vegetarian, you should be even more interested in this fact than us omnivores. There is so much wrong with the way we grow crops, that hundreds of years from now, they're going to look back at this period of time as the darkest period in human evolution, because between our love of pharmaceutical drugs that have such horrible side effects, and our attitude that it doesn't matter what you eat because it's not going to hurt you, and we should farm with all these chemicals and spray all this crap, and we should genetically modify seeds to have attributes of animals so that they do the things we want them to. This is going to be looked back upon as a time where we actually took a nosedive in human evolution as opposed to continue to ride the ever-rising crest. And we're seeing it already. We have children who are developing the diseases of the elderly. We have children developing neurological diseases that 50 years from now are going to be a burden on this society, because who's going to take care of all these kids? And no one's paying attention. Everybody's talking about emails, and they're talking about, healthcare, and they're not talking about the important things about why are so many people getting sick today. And that's because none of these politicians want to admit that the companies that are funding their super PACs are the companies that are killing us, that are destroying human health today.
Okay, so this is interesting. When there is a soaking rainfall, rich soil can clump and hold on to the water, storing it for plants. Unhealthy soil gets washed away with the rain, bringing dirt and pesticides into the waterways and eroding the earth. Mm. So is that like when you have landslides?
Yeah.
Is that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but I think what you see it even more with farms, you see this brown, almost like dusty dirt that just kind of gets washed off with the rain. It doesn't just stay put.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very.
But that's. But when I said landslide, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, the dirt moving.
It's just moving away.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We could talk about one more thing and then take a break, or we could take a break now and come back and talk and announce the winners.
Let's go ahead and just take a break now, and then we'll announce the winners.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to announce two winners. We don't even know who they are yet. Elise is going to pick them during the break, randomly. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Because you're mine. drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to this special edition of Casual Friday. This is the Halloween edition. We've been talking about all things scary today. Like my childhood. Okay, so before we announce the two winners, and we just picked them, Elisa does the picking. That's not true. I do the nose picking. Elisa picks the winners of the secret word.
No, contest. And it's done anonymously. Like, I pick numbers.
Yeah, she just tells me numbers. I have a list in front of me, and she just tells me numbers, and we go right to that number, and that's who the winner is. So there you go. So we'll announce that in just a minute. Maybe it's you. You may be one of the winners who will be receiving a free massage at Massage Envy.
So there was a study published in the October 19th edition of the International Journal of Behavioral Medicine that stated that being self-aware and mindful may help reduce your risk of obesity.
Yeah. And we actually talked about a study, I don't know, I think it was 2014, but it might have been this year because it's coming to the end of the year now, where by sitting quietly for just 2 minutes, I think it was, before a meal, and kind of getting in the moment, like quiet, relaxed. You know, some people would like say grace. Some people would just sit there and be thankful.
Oh,
and then eating your meal.
I'm raising my hand so I can interject something
here.
I have a really good story.
Oh, okay. About this?
About people being mindful.
Okay.
So when I was a child, these what to me I thought were strange people moved in across the street from us. And so we would go over and peek in the window of where they were living. And I guess looking back on it now, they were meditating.
Oh.
But I didn't realize at the time, I was really young, I didn't realize what they were doing. So, and they were like the hippies, you know,
right,
of the
right,
70s or
right.
whatever. So what we would do is when they got, you know, when we would
really
watch
relaxed.
Them, when they closed their eyes and they all were sitting with their legs crossed, we'd start banging on their doors.
Oh my God, seriously?
And then run. Yes.
Oh, and you're telling me that my upbringing was because we threw eggs at each other and covered each other.
I know. I just remembered that. So they moved out pretty quickly.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, because we
little
kept
devil,
we did.
The little devil kids in the neighborhood. Oh man.
So
okay. That's funny.
This mindfulness reminded me of that.
But you know what? If you meditate regularly, like twice a day, like you're supposed to.
Yes.
Then it's easier to become mindful right before a meal. It's easier to get into that zone the more frequently you go there. Alisa, I said to Alisa, this is why I'm so fat. And I'm not fat. I was being facetious. But the reality is that I eat in the car on the way to the studio after my workout. I eat right before the show. And it's usually because I'm working at the same time. I eat after my show while I'm doing my post-production editing and publishing work and sometimes phone call. I never eat mindful. I mean, even when I come home, it's like we're working and I'm and it's time to eat. I'll eat and then I'll go back to work. Who eats mindful today? I mean, I would really like to try this. Just a 2 minute shutdown, shut the phone off, relax, quiet, and then eat my food after that.
And enjoy your meal. I bet you'll enjoy eating better.
A lot of times I don't even remember eating. I don't.
And that's when you eat more.
No, I eat more because I'm a hog. We were having a discussion the other day about, we were going over some financial stuff, and she goes, Alisa goes to me, God, you eat so much more than me. It's true. I eat
it
a lot of food.
True.
I mean, I think yesterday I hit almost 6,000 calories yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, massive meals, five of them, five big meals.
Yeah, you should see Carl's lunch bag.
When I leave
like
in the morning.
Three bags.
I got this meal. I got that meal. That's my post-workout meal. And then I bring these just in case I don't feel like I've had enough. I'll have some protein powder, you know. Yeah, I eat a lot. I do.
So anyway, try being mindful and being in the moment.
Yeah.
And how do you get yourself into the moment?
Like I said, if you practice meditation, first, find a method of meditation that you like and you practice it. Then you'll be able to get into the moment right before a meal a lot easier, a lot faster. If you've never practiced meditation, it's going to be real hard to get into that mindful state right before a meal. Because most people, it takes 15, 20 minutes. So check that out. Are you ready to announce the winners?
Yep.
Okay, hold on. Let me get, I should have had this ready for you. Hold on. Give me a second. Here, vamp for me, Alisa.
Okay.
We have a great song, by the way, for the outgoing song. We're not playing our normal song at the end of the show today. Okay, here we go. So there are two winners to name today. Each will receive a gift certificate to get a massage at Massage Envy
will
Spa.
Will they actually get a certificate?
Yeah, I have to pick it up at Massage Envy, and I have to mail it to them. Yes, absolutely. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to run the drum roll first. The two winners are
Gregory Pash or
Pash? Pash, okay.
And Diana Carr.
There you go. So Gregory Pash and Diana Carr, if you're listening live, congratulations. If you're listening to the podcast, you probably already received an email from me because we will email you to make sure that you know that you have a massage waiting for you at Massage Envy Spa in the United States. Next week, We've got an exciting prize that our international listeners will also be able to benefit from. So this secret word contest, they had to sit out because I don't think they have massage envy in other countries, do they?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Anyway, do we have anything else to talk about?
Just real quick on that same post that Jason Leloup put up, Matthew David said, Italians, we ramble a lot.
Oh, thank you, Matthew.
And
you.
Con Santuri said, classic.
All right, so here we go. This week is over. We have great shows planned for next week. We hope that you enjoyed some of the shows we did this week. Please share the shows to people that you know, especially the back mechanic show. Everybody's got back problems out there. Also, that's the show that I got the most compliments for being such a great host, by the way.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, share that one for me. But anyway, we got great shows planned for next week. We hope you can tune in then. Until then,
happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Be safe and have fun.
See you next week.
Bye. Oh,
following paid program does not necessarily